This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming will run for re-election, and she will formally kick off her re-election campaign at an event next week on the steps of the county courthouse in Eureka. Fleming, elected to her first term as DA in 2014, issued a press release announcing the event and highlighted her management and leadership, the hiring of 7 new attorneys, and efforts by the office to reduce a backlog of cases and police reports as some of her key accomplishments. Fleming's campaign kickoff will begin at 12:15 next Wednesday. A man arrested in 2010 for child molestation was found during a court trial in front of Judge Timothy Cisna to be a sexually violent predator and will be transported to Coalinga State Hospital. 32-year-old David Boardman would have been released from custody if the court trial had not determined him to be a danger to the community. He lured a 5-year-old girl into his apartment in 2010 and sexually abused the child. 2 doctors testified at his trial that if he were released into the community, he would pose a threat. The Tolowa Tribe announced yesterday that it has agreed to a Memorandum of Understanding with the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office that, when approved by the Del Norte County Board of Supervisors at next week's meeting, will provide law enforcement coverage for underserved areas in the county and Smith River. The tribe sent Air Force veteran and tribal member Wade Owen to the Redwoods Police Academy in January, and upon graduation, he was sworn in as a reserve deputy with the Sheriff's Office. Owen, a native of Smith River, said he's in a unique situation and that he can serve the tribe and the county with a key public service. A bike share program has come to Humboldt State University and soon the city of Arcata. The Zagster Bike Service was launched this week at HSU, and 2 bike share locations have been established, one at Jolly Giant Commons and the other at Griffith Hall. The Zagster app allows a user to unlock the bike, and it costs $2 an hour, with the first hour free, up to $30 per ride. 4 additional bike stations are scheduled to be established in the city of Arcata in the coming weeks. The goal is to get students using bikes as a way to lessen their carbon footprint. The city of Eureka has expressed interest in the bike share program as well. If you're going to ride one of those Zagster app bikes today in Arcata, avoid South I Street until 2 o'clock this afternoon. South I Street will be closed for 7 hours to both foot and vehicle traffic so that paving work on the Humboldt Bay Trail can be completed. The Southern Humboldt Community Parks Board announced it has received a grant from the Humboldt Area Foundation as fundraising for the monies to build the Southern Humboldt Community Sports Complex have begun. The grant funding will be used to hire consultants to study and grade the land for the fields, information that will be used to guide construction. Park Board member Ross Huber said in a press release that we are overjoyed that the foundation believes in this project and wants to be a part of it. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.